there. Is it possible if I could please speak to Mary Menzies, please?
You can.
Hi, Mary. My name's Gilly. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. How are you doing today? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
The call today is in regards to the application you made to ourselves for the Scottish redress claim for your time during the care system.
All right.
So you've come through to myself today just to make sure I've got your details on file correctly, and what I will do from that point onwards is then I can make you aware of the procedure. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. So I'm just going to open a file for you, darling. Before I go any further, I just want to explain to you, it's never going to be the case where we're going to expect you to pull out evidence or go and face anybody, as we will prove that on your behalf. We will locate your files, and then everything else is based upon your statement from that point onwards.
Yeah,
now, we have your name as Mary Menzies, being M-E-N-Z-I-E-S. Is that okay?
Yes.
Darling?
Yes.
Perfect. And this mobile number, is it the best mobile number for you?
Yeah, that's mine, yes.
Perfect. And we also have an email here for you as marydrummond1974@gmail.com. Is that also correct?
Yep.
Brilliant. And was Drummond your name while she was in care?
Yeah, that was my name when I was in care.
Naming care, perfect. Thank you for that, darling. Could I please ask you for your current home postcode, please?
It's KY5 8J for John and B for Bravo.
Perfect. And what's the door number?
37.
37, no problem there whatsoever. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to make sure I've got the correct address on file for you, just to be on the safe side. That's showing to me as Ballingry Crescent in Loch Gerry. Is that correct, darling?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. And can I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, Mary?
29/6/64.
And in regards to yourself, can I ask, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all, darling?
No.
Perfect. Not an issue there. And could I ask you, do you remember how old you was when you were placed into the care system?
I was 12.
12. And do you know why you were placed into care, darling?
Well, my dad, and he was a drinker, so
Any reason that they possibly could, unfortunately, back then, they were popular into the care system, even for the case of skipping school and things like that, which is not acceptable. And
yeah,
unfortunately,
that as well. I was not going to the school, and then my dad, he was a bit of a drinker, and
so they used any excuse to separate you from a happy home.
Yeah.
Which automatically is neglect from the get-go. And now, as we say to people, it's unfortunately, as much as you was within these places,
I had my mother was still working at this time, and she stayed in Glenopas, and I could have been in staying with her, but because my dad had legal custody of me, I went into the home instead.
But they didn't even give you the option to go with your mother?
No, and I used to go at weekends to my mum's, but they just said because my dad had custody of me, and he said that I was not allowed to go to stay with my mum, so...
Unfortunately, the way the government worked back then is they got a lot of funding for keeping children within these places, and that's why they were taking children at any reason that they possibly could, because that's where it was happening. The government, they were aware of it all, and they allowed it. Even the police, to some extent, knew exactly what was going on, but allowed this and bypassed it, and that's unfortunate. But because they've now been fined for this and proven that to have been doing it, this is the only bit of justice. Now, I know no money is going to take away what people have had to deal with, but if we can get you justice back, we'll make sure we get you the very top end of that. Now, it'd be wrong for me to give you any sort of value directly at this moment, but we can tell you each claim will average at $48,000, just so you're aware
of
that. Now, again, you say, oh, my God, but if you could have been back then, if you would have had the option of that amount of money or to live a happy life without being abused the way that they was doing so, then, of course, the money would have been an option. And money here now, this is to make you happy. You've gone this amount of time without any justice, without anybody understanding or listening to you or even giving you that sort of insight that they believe you. And that's very unfortunate that you've had to deal with that. So this side of things now, the money side of things, is for you to enjoy your life moving forward and go and make the memories and obviously begin to be happy again. Whether you have found happiness or not since that, you still deserve to have some sort of happiness and some sort of understanding.
Actually, I did better myself because I was in care till I was like 16 and a half, 17. And I didn't go down that road. I met my husband, we got married, and then I had my kids, and I didn't say nothing to do with social workers or that, and I didn't go down that road, which was explain it. Then I could have went down that other road because I was in care, but I never, if you know what I mean. I thought,
yeah,
well, not
and
and I didn't want that happening with my
kids. Which you've done the best thing that you possibly can do, and even people who have gone down the wrong route, when I'm speaking to them on the conversations, and you can't blame them, and it's all for, and I mean, to be straight to the point with you, there's not one person that I've not spoken to that's gone down that route and now got themselves back on track, which I'm so thankful for them as well.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I know there's people out there that are still in ruts and things. That's possibly why I'm not speaking to them, as they've not applied for it. But it's just nice to know that people can get themselves out of that dark situation. And just yourself, I'm here to speak to you at any time, even if it's getting things off your chest, because now we're bringing it to light. Obviously, it's possibly something you've not spoken about for a few years, but now you speak about it, it's obviously not something that's going to have nice impact on you.
When I was in the place, I used to run away all the time. When I was in the place, because I just didn't want to be there. I wasn't a bad person. Then I was put in there because I could have been at my mum's.
Most definitely. And even still, you know, children in there, as children are quite naughty before they're placed into that and they come out a lot worse. It's because they're not given no right from wrong. They're not given any sort of stability or anything. Usually it's a call out for attention, but then they're placed within these places and left to abuse other children as well. And they're doing nothing other than what they know, and nobody's telling them the right from wrong. The staff are abusing the children, so they think that's normal, the normal way of communication, and it's not. Can I just ask you, what was your mum's name and your dad's name?
My dad's name was Thomas Drummond. And my mum was Margaret Stewart.
Was that Margaret Stewart, darling?
No, Muir, M-U-I-R.
Oh, that's so crazy, because my nana, all my family's from the Glasgow side. That's where my nana was from, Glasgow, and my granddad's side of the family, and him was all from Glasgow as well. And my nana's surname before she was married was Muir too. So that's crazy.
Oh.
That's the first person I've spoke to that's got the same surname. And could I just also ask you, was it just you placed into the care system, or did you have any siblings?
No, it was just me.
Just you. And when you was placed into the care system, at around 12 years old, do you remember where you was placed?
Yes, I was took to Rimbleton House.
Rimbleton?
Yeah, I ain't got another.
And if I am... Yeah, let me just have a look. Was it in Glenrose? Yeah, I've just had a conversation with another lady that was in the same area, was in the same place. The call before you, I was. That lady was in the same place. So let me just, that was in Glenrothe area, if I'm pronouncing that wrong.
Glenrothe.
Yeah, I think I pronounced that wrong, but yes, Glenrothes, is that correct?
G for Graham, L, I hate to write it down, Glen, Glenrothes.
Perfect, yeah, thank you for that. And could I ask you, was you here the full time or was you in different places?
Well, no, Rimbleton was like short-term unit. And then you were only in there for like, you were placed in there like for emergencies. Eh? But they had a long-term unit as well. But I got put into Pachuca Children's Home. That was England office as well.
And was that after you was in Rimbleton?
Yes. And then...
And how long would you say you was in Rimbleton for, roughly?
I was maybe 12 weeks, I think. It wasn't that long, because I was in the short term unit.
Bless you.
And then I was in... I got put in Pachuca Children's Home in Glenrothe.
How long would you say you was there for, roughly?
I was in... Pachuca for second and third year of the high school. And then
so
I
around
ended,
2 years.
Yeah, and then I ended up back up at Rimbleton in the long-term unit. And I was there I was 17 and a half or something when I left.
And could I please ask you, whilst this claim is ongoing at this moment in time, what we need to ask you is, there's a beneficiary on the system. So basically, if the worst was to happen to you for any reason while the claim is ongoing, is there anybody within your household or family that you would be happy for us to pop as a beneficiary where they would receive this payment on your behalf whilst obviously the worst had happened? Would you be happy for that to go to your children or to your husband? Or
my son.
Like that?
I've got a son. My daughter died, so I've only got a son left.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And what's your son's name?
It's Graham Patterson with one T.
Patterson with one T. And do you know his mobile number at all, darling?
It's on my phone. Wait the new.
Don't worry, take your time.
I'm not very good at using mobiles.
Don't worry. What I can do for you is I can get that later on. I can pop the phone down and let you write it down, and then I can call you back for it if you're going to struggle with that. Don't worry.
Yeah, I've got it here now. 077.
077.
88.
Yep.
217.
Yep.
002.
Perfect. No problem. And could I ask you as well, obviously, in regards to this case that is ongoing at this moment in time, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to get this submitted over for you right away. Now, the procedure will take a maximum of 12 months. It doesn't mean it will take that amount of time. 12 months is just the time frame we have to give you so we cover all angles for you and for ourselves. Now, with the case ongoing, I will bob you a message over onto WhatsApp just so you've got direct contact for me. Now, that way, if you want to speak, you want to know the claim's ongoing, you just drop me a message saying, Billy, can you give me a call? And I will call you straight away, and I will let you know where that case is up to and what is going on. Now, throughout this whole process, you do not pay for a single penny in any way, shape, or form. The legal team work on a no-win, no-fee basis, so if the case is unsuccessful, you will not be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, the maximum fee the solicitors can take is 16%, which is 1/6. Now, that just covers the work that they do for you, and you will always get 3 times the amount. So, like I say, the minimum will average at $48,000 after the 16% is taken too. That's just the minimum. Now, you may get a call over the next few weeks from Scottish Redress yourself where they're going to say to you, we can pay you now £2,000. Do not accept it. The reason they do that is because they want to underpay. Now, that's your way of knowing. Of course, they've acknowledged the claim. They do it with everybody. So we just set a password on the account for you. Now, what's your favourite programme on TV or your favourite drink or your favourite food?
Bailey's.
Is that B-L-A?
Bailey's.
Perfect. So we've got a password on the file of Bailey's. So if anybody does call you, you just say to them, what is my password? And if they don't state the word Bailey's to you today, just hang up the phone and then they're nobody important for you to speak to, darling. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Now, in regards to your procedure here, I just need to take a brief statement from you to see what it is that you have dealt with throughout your time in care. Could I ask you, where is it that you grew up before you was placed into care? Do you remember your address at all?
36 Mossbank. Mossbank. Mossbank, 36 was the door number.
And what part of Scotland was that in?
Cowdenbeath.
Perfect, and it's KY49RR. I've got that address for you right there. Thank you so much for that. A lot of people don't remember that. Will that just help us basically locate your
family?
Oh, I remember. Except
when you're heathy days.
And also in regards to yourself, like I say, we will locate your files. Now, it is the case that obviously once we do get them and we prove that you was within these places, your statement is what you're paying out on, so do not worry. Make sure we fight your corner and we won't set up
from there. After Pachuca, I went back to Rimbleton for the rest of my service, about 17, I got put in the long term.
So what?
Claymore unit I was in.
Well, what I'm going to do with you now is I'm just going to run over a brief statement with you to see how you was impacted throughout your time here, just to understand what it is that you have had to deal with. So can I ask you, obviously, before you was taken within the care systems, of course, you're going to be quite emotional and you're scared from being taken away from your family. Is that correct?
Yeah, but...
Being taken away from family. Didn't understand why she couldn't go to her mum either, as she was allowed to see her on weekends. She was taken
I
from
can remember
her
that they come to the school and pick me up for the high school, the social worker, and I never even got to say cheerio to my dad or that.
Away without saying goodbye to dad and placed her into, and then that is when you was first placed into the area of Rimbleton House and using the short term unit for an emergency, wasn't you?
So
Rimbleton House, where she spent 12 weeks. And can I ask you, while she was at Rimbleton House the first time you was here, how did they make you feel, darling? What was it like?
Well, I didn't like it because obviously I was put into this place that I didn't know anybody, and I just used to, and Rimbleton, that was like you were under, you couldn't get out. You were kind of locked in, you just got out with staff and that. So if they were taking me, I would just make a run for it and to fund me and put me back.
Nice. And did they ever restrain you or anything while she was here the first time? Or did they ever?
But what was his name? His name was Robin, his first name, but I can't remember his second name. He actually stayed on the houses actually within Rimbleton.
And was he physical in regards to hitting you or anything like that, or was he sexual at all?
He never hit me, but he was restraining me, sitting on me, so I couldn't get up. So I was trying to get out the room, out my bedroom, and it was like restraining me onto the floor.
Sorry to hear that. And did they allow you to, when you were here for the 12 weeks, darling, the first time, did they explain anything to you or just leave you without being understanding what's going on?
No, not. I never seen my dad for about 3 weeks after I was placed into care.
After that, you was then moved, and you was then moved on to the area of the place. You said it was called Petruca? Petruca Children's Home in Glenrose. And can I ask you, when you arrived there, what was your experiences of being here, darling?
It was just basically the same. I was put into this other strange place and didn't know anybody, and like, I couldn't understand why I couldn't stay with my mum. I never understood that, because my mum told me that she had tried to get me out of the system, but because my dad had legal custody of me, she couldn't be in a home. So I was left in
the place. When you got to Petruca, did any of the children make you feel uncomfortable, or was he picking at you or anything here? Was he fighting in any sort of way, shape or form, or hitting you?
No
problem.
No problem.
Any of the staff at all aggressive to you?
the staff, they didn't really hit you, but the way they treated you, it was like, Ken, they wouldn't,
The staff, they weren't very nice to you, the way you spoke to you. Would you kind of be secluded a lot of time? Would they keep you locked away in your room, or would they give you any sort of understanding or curriculums or anything like that?
In Rimbottom, of us, but not in Pachuca.
No problem. Was there any sexual assault here at all? I just need to ask the question, darling.
No, definitely not.
Did you always get provided food in that while she was here? Did you ever go to bed hungry at any time?
No, I can't explain that.
Provided food, no problem. I need It was basically just the way they left you and the way they communicated.
Yeah. And then, in Rimbottom, it was in school, and you went to school inside.
Yeah, I just found that out earlier as well. That was just amazing. Communicated with you. It's not fair. I was struggling with my... I was here for 2 years and then placed back into Wimbledon, you said, wasn't it? But when you went back to Wimbledon this time, you was in the long-term stay, is that correct, Darren?
Yes, I was in Claymore unit. That was the long-term. Thistle unit was the short-term. That was the unit I was in when I first went there.
So you went back there, if I am correct, you would have been there for around about... You would have been there at the age of, say...
I was over 16. I was about 17 when I left here.
So when you went back from Pachuca, would you say you was about 14 years of age?
Yes.
Placed back into Wimbledon House in Glenrose. I was now in the long-term unit. And can I ask you, what was it like the second time you went back? Was it worse than the second time round, Darren?
Well, it was really, because when you're in the long term, they put you to a different school. So, like, when I was in Pachuca, I was at a community school. And then when I went back to Rimbottom, they put me out to Glenopas High School. And, like, folk would make a fool of you and that, because I was older. And they knew that you were in care and that, eh? And I didn't go to the school. I used to go a unit in Rimbottom, Brent, it cried. And they used to say to me in the morning, are you going to the school today? And I said, no. So they would put me in this locked unit, just a room on its own, and put me in there. It just had a table in it. And they would put me in there at 3 o'clock. But then they would bring my dinners and that, ten my dinner and that to me. But I was just in the empty room that they left me in to 3 o'clock to the school finished, and then they let me out. Because I didn't like the school, because it was like they were picking on you because I was older then.
And could I ask you, while she was here the second time around within this care home as well, darling, was the staff again being forceful in regards to restraining you and things like that?
Yeah, they did.
I was told earlier that there was a lady in this place as well, and she said that at the shower time there was a certain female member of staff that would basically single her out and call in a certain name certain times, but she would also drag them to the showers and make them shower. Now, would that be the same with you?
No, that I could remember. I know they used to
ever assist you to the showers at all.
They were what? Oh, they used to...
Would they ever assist you to...
I remember that they used to, when you went in the shower, they would stand outside the shower waiting on you coming out. And they would, like, sit outside my bedroom at night in a chair. was any wee chance I got, I was off it.
And also, can I ask you, while she was here within this care home, did any of the other children get into any fights with you here?
No.
And can I ask you, in regards to punishments, what other punishments was they? Would they ever make you sit in the hallways at night time on your own? Would they ever single you?
Yeah, I used to get put into Brent. That was, you were on your own in there, and it was just an empty, an empty room with a table in it. That was that. And they used to lock me in there, and then let you once after a wee while. But I used to get put in there every day on a school day.
Did they ever keep you locked in your room at any time, or did they ever punish you and use the cane bell or anything like that?
The doors was their bedroom doors didn't lock, so they used to sit in a chair outside your room, the night staff.
And could I ask you also, darling, was food always an option here, or was it the case you'd go bed hungry if you didn't eat it, or would you have to eat the same food for breakfast if you refused to eat it?
No, nothing like that. But I can't remember anything like that.
No problem.
If you didn't like what they gave you, then can you never go offered anything else? It was all the 10 set menus. And if you didn't like it or didn't eat it, that was it. You went hungry, eh?
Sorry to hear that. And then at the age of 16, 17, did you go back to mum and dad then?
I went and stayed with one of my friends outside the kitchen for school. Because they told me I couldn't leave till I was 18. And I told them this day I was leaving, and they let me. I said, I'm going to stay with my pal, and then they just let me go, eh? But they said I couldn't, I was there till I was 18. But as I said, I left before that, I just went.
And can I just ask you, how has this impacted you over time? Is this something which has caused you to be quite within yourself and quite anxious and things?
Oh, I'm really anxious. I've been anxious all my 10. Really, I'm really bad, and I'm still like it now. I get myself in a... And I used to worry about my kids in case they come and took them off me as well. Then we may be in the care system.
So it has caused severe PTSD for you as well. Now, I'm going to get you this case submitted off for you right away today. 100% you have given me enough information for me to go ahead and get this allocated.
Yes.
Now, what I need you to do, darling, is you would have had a text message sent over. I've just sent a reminder, actually, from Zoho. Would you just go onto your text messages for me and just see if you've had a message come through from Zoho Legal?
Yeah, I have.
Perfect. Now, yes, please. Would you click on that link for me? This is for you to say you're happy for us to locate your files.
Right. Proceed to document.
Yes, please.
And where do I sign that?
And then does it say agree and accept? What can you see on your screen there?
I've got signature and then initial.
Perfect. Click on the signature box for me and it should bring you a drop down to 3 signatures.
Oh, yeah. Right, I've clicked on that one because that's more like my...
And then it should then bring you to another box once you've pressed OK.
Okay, right, yeah.
And then it should say finish on your screen or sign.
Sign, yeah.
Perfect. Have you pressed that for me?
Right, I've done that and then just press finish.
Yes, please, press finish, darling. And that should come back through to me. Let me just have a look here for you. Brilliant, that's come back, which is fantastic. Now, what I'm also going to do for you, darling, is I'm going to just pop your message over on WhatsApp now so you have direct contact for me. Can I ask you, do you have a driver's license or a passport or anything like that?
I have both.
Perfect. Well, basically, we need a picture of your ID and proof of address, but your driver's license can be used as ID and proof of address. So would you be able to just send me a picture over of your driver's license to me on WhatsApp, please, darling? And as soon as I've got that, I can get your case submitted off for you.
I'm at my work at the moment. I didn't finish today. And the best day, I work in the care settings now.
Oh, bless you. Well, I'm going to get that noted, actually, that you are there to help people moving forward. Do not worry. I can still get your case submitted off for you today as long as you send me your ID over once you're home from work.
Yeah, I can
still have you your message over, so it's there. Sorry, I said I've already sent you the message over, so you've got that there on WhatsApp. So whenever you get 2 minutes after work later on, if you could pop your ID over to me, that would be fantastic.
Now, one last email
Yes, or if you just go on WhatsApp, because I've just messaged you on WhatsApp. So if anything is easier for you. Yeah, just go on there, click on my message. It'll say, hi, Mary, it's Billy from MMA Legal. And you send your ID over on there, darling, okay?
Right, wait a minute, I'll get WhatsApp, here we are. I've got that. Hi, Mary. I've got that.
Right, correct. You just send it on there. Now, if there's anything you ever need, you message me on that message, on that chat there as well. So save my number in your phone, and I will speak with you tomorrow once I've submitted this case off, darling, okay?
Right, so I just go on to WhatsApp and just...
All I need from you now is when you get home from work, you go onto WhatsApp, you send that picture of your ID to me, and that's everything that we need from you. Okay, darling?
Right, that's great. Right, thank you very much for phoning me.
Thank you so much for your time today. I understand that it's a hard topic of conversation, so I do appreciate your time throughout this call today. And like I said, we will be reassured to go and get you that justice that you deserve. Okay, Mary?
Right, thank you very much.
No problem, darling. I'll speak with you tomorrow, all right?
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.